Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Roddy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, July 29, 1952, Barbadians read in the pages of the Advocate that 36-year-old Valmer Small, a butcher of New Orleans St. Michael, was sentenced to death for the murder of his former common law wife, Gwendolyn Clark. The murder occurred on February 20th, 1952, between 6 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. at the corner of Westbury Road near the Baxter's Road Junction. On seeing Clark passing that area, Small emerged from a shop, grabbed her, and said, "I told you, when you go out, don't stay so late." Small proceeded to beat Clark, who fell. Two men tried to rescue Clark, but were unable to stop him from stabbing her 18 times before inflicting a wound to his throat, reportedly saying, "Let me die with my boots on." Both Small and Clark were taken to the General Hospital at Jummets Lane in the police wagon, but Clark did not survive. F.E. Fields, legal draftsman and assistant to the Attorney General, prosecuted for the Crown, while Frederick Smith, later Sir Frederick, appeared for the defendant. The evidence revealed that both Small and Clark lived together for about 3 to 4 years before they separated. Clark bore 5 children, with 2 of them fathered by Small. Clark's mother, Daisy, gave testimony to the court, revealing that Small had been constantly beating her daughter, and on one occasion she intervened with the intention of striking him. But Small would have none of it, making it clear that if she had struck him with the shoe, she would be sleeping in the mortuary. Another witness, Judah Ramsey, told the court that the accused had previously threatened him with a knife after he had rescued one of the accused children who he had turned out from the home. Small's mother, Ada, 74 years of age, admitted that the accused used to beat her, sometimes dragging her off the bed. Also testifying was Selwyn Campbell, one of Small's work colleagues in the market. He told the court that on the day of the murder, the butchers were playing cards in the market, and Small, quote, "appeared to have something on his mind," unquote. Another butcher, Simeon Ford of Deacons Road, St. Michael, said that Small, quote, "appeared not to be in his proper senses," unquote, and would take up people's things and walk off with them. In his defense, Frederick Smith told the court that Small seemed to be suffering from, quote, "some defect in reasoning," unquote, and that something had gone wrong on the day of the incident. In his summation, Chief Justice Sir Alan Collymore told the jury that there were 2 verdicts open to them, guilty of murder or not guilty of murder on grounds of insanity. The 12-member jury deliberated for just 25 minutes before returning with a guilty verdict against the accused, and Small was sentenced to die. His execution took place on the grounds of Glengarry Prison on August 21st, 1952.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.